this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? How you doing? It is the summer doldrums. They continue. Euros are going on. No transfers are being done. Manchester United's got a lot of business to do. All smoke, no fire at the moment. We got some big names we're being attached to, but no signings yet. We haven't seen the team viewer being held up as of yet with any new signings, but we're excited about it. How you feeling? How you doing? Where are we? Where are we going?
The America Red Devils are on the road. We're driving back from Lake Tahoe. We're going camping in the Desolation Wilderness. Amazing camping trip. Got disconnected from our phones. And you know what that means. It's a dark period, sir. Transfer dark periods. You don't like them as a fan during the summer. But what? We didn't miss anything. We didn't miss anything with Manchester United. Thought a Sancho announcement was coming. A lot of people saying, here we go, that aren't Fabrizio Romano. And no Sancho. No deal. How you doing?
Hey, we're being attached to a lot of big names, a lot of signings that would add a lot of quality to Manchester United. It's certainly where they need it. We need a strong attacker. We need a strong defender with experience. We've been attracted to two big names in the market. Now it's all about getting it done, getting a deal done. Eddie Woodward, we talked about it. The guy doesn't know how to get a deal done. Buy high, sell low. That's his mentality. And it's a big first window for John Murtaugh. Transfer genius. Can't wait to see what he's got cooked up this summer.
Sir, you know, we have had bad luck with camping trips and Manchester United transfer windows in the past.
Bad luck? It was a star signing. Put some respect on Fellaini's name. So last time he went into the woods, 5 days, came out, ended the transfer window. I was like, who'd we sign? He's like, who'd we sign?
You know, we're in the car. We were in, I think we did a 5 day trip, and it was over the close of the window. United hadn't signed much. And then all of a sudden, we're in the car, we're waiting for cell phone service. I'm driving. Alex is looking it up, and he's like, I'm like, who'd we get? Who'd we get? Fellaini for Moisey. So I guess signing no one is, might be an upgrade.
No, Fellaini was a decent signing. They just overpaid for him because, as everybody remembers, he was available for like £7 million cheaper 6 weeks prior. So that just showed, really, that, like, hey, nobody's in charge. Nobody knows what they're doing. This summer, it put a DOF in, finally. You know, whether he's a name only or is actually a DOF, we will see. This is going to be a big test for him. But the first name on the list is Jadon Sancho. That is the name that they've been trying to sign for over a year now. That is the Woody special. Sign him late, right? Maguire, sign him a year late. Bruno, sign him 6 months late. If you get him, better late than never. But we've talked about it a lot. This summer, it's about Mo Betta. So we need a lot of reinforcements because we need not just one player that's an automatic starter in this 11. We need arguably three, but definitely two at the minimum. You need a center back upgrade on Lindelof, and you need a right winger. We know who that is in Jadon Sancho. We got to get the deal done. Sir, hopefully it doesn't drag on too long. People in the know say it's already done.
It is craziness. Three pods in a row. Sancho, Sancho, Sancho. It is absolutely nuts as far as his signing. Everyone on Twitter just checking the updates. Look, I think Sancho... Sir, we can't get into the...
What do you think?
Look, shout out to Alex. He's driving. I'm trying to navigate. We're doing the best we can with the audio. We figure, look, pod never sleeps. Let's have the discussion on the way home, sir. The wives wouldn't let us go on a camping trip, then come back and do a pod. We had to do it. We had to do it live in the car.
They have some rules. We couldn't do the back-to-backs. I don't know. Also, I don't know if I had it in me. Get home, kiss the boy, and then strap on for a pod bunker with this guy. Give him an hour plus. But we're making it work. We're covering what business has been done. Yeah. No business.
And so, you know, I just, as a, you know, we're not in the pod bunker, but we have turned down the AC in the car so that the audio quality is better. So we're sweating. We're sweating to get this pod out. But, sir, quick PSA for the podcast. We are the American Red Devils. We are for fans, by fans. We are independent fan content. We give you that biased take from the couch. You want to support us, check us out on Patreon, www.patreon.com/American Red Devils. You can support us on a few different tiers there. That's not your thing. Check out our website, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. Click on store. We have great merchandise. Hashtag Glazers is out. Always on sale. Also, be sure to fill out our season end survey. We basically would love your feedback. We want to get better. You say, hey, stop doing pods in the car. Noted. You can give us all the feedback from the last year. It goes into helping us make a better product for you, the fans, because that is what it's all about. Sir, you're at a red light. Tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews, they go a long way. This is breaking some kind of law in California, potting and driving. iTunes reviews, this is all you got to do. It's a great way to support the pod, and it goes a long way to helping us get found organically. Write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it has cheeky banner, even better. And send a screenshot to americardevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and we'll get you some free Stanley Chow design stickers straight to your door. If you've written a review, write another review, because it goes a long way to helping us get found. We appreciate the support. So what else we got?
Yeah, need those summer reviews. So if you're thinking about it, it's a great way to support the podcast. Without further ado, sir, let's get into the United in the News. We do not have the soundboard here, so we're doing the best we can. We're going to go straight to the source for Brizio Romano. Quote, this is 2 days ago, sir. Has to be the 25th of June. Right now it's 27th of June for any reference or anyone listening to 100 years in the future. Quote, tonight, Jadon Sancho camp and intermediary feelings are the same as clubs, Manchester United and Dortmund. The agreement is very close. Final details expected to be completed in the next few days. And then Jadon will join Manchester United. It seems like it's just a formality. The deal might have already been done. You just know Eddie Woodward's haggling over those little things. We didn't want to pay up front last summer. They lowered the price. Then we didn't want to pay that price this summer. We've been playing games. It all comes down to those little nitty-gritty details and bonuses and achievements that come in the contract as it relates to what Manchester United need to disclose on their balance sheet as a liability. So Sancho's pretty much done, right? That's what the source for Mauricio is saying. Are you feeling Sancho's done?
I'm feeling it's just a matter of time. It ain't done until it's done. It ain't done until he's holding up the number one SaaS software in the world, TeamViewer. Here first. They're going to be the next Google because they're going to be attached to the greatest footballing club in all of the world, Manchester United. But it feels like it's done. You know, but you know in them, they like to drag it out, especially a big name transfer. Everybody's talking about it. You know, when you go to Ed Woodward, and he's talking about the KPIs that matter the most. He cares about clicks and impressions when I should be talking about goals and points per game and silverware, baby, and silverware. So it's a huge match. Not a match. It's a huge transfer, but it's also like we need many of these transfers. This has got to be like – it's got to be a bunch of Sancho-level signings in order for us to get excited about this window and what it should be for United fans. I want Varane next. That's it. That's what we're talking about.
Sorry, you got to get on the highway up here. Just make sure you're paying attention. No, as far as Jadon Sancho, I think he's done, dusted. We'll get the announcement either mid-Euro. I doubt it. It will be after the Euros. But Fabrizio might confirm, here we go, deal done. Announcement to be after the Euros. Get him the piano. Get all that stuff for the social media, et cetera. So I do think to have 2 weeks to shoot video and plan with Jadon Sancho is important for United to make that proper announcement via the social platform. So, look, solid signing for Manchester United. I don't think anyone's complaining about Jadon Sancho, but, sir, you are spot on as it relates to it's not just Jadon Sancho, right? He's not going to fix all of our problems, especially when City are thinking about Harry Kane, Jack Grealish, adding to that squad, and we're just going to get Jadon Sancho. So, again, we got to hold our owners to account, as we do here with the American Red Devils. We need a big summer out of them, a statement summer that Manchester United can use to kick on and compete for some real silverware, sir. I think if you think about this from an owner's perspective, if I was the owner of Manchester United, which, you know, hopefully one day, that day will come where the American Red Devils have 1 billion Patreon members and we can purchase the club from the Glazers, I would be thinking Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is probably a question mark, especially after that Villarreal final.
No doubt.
And since he has a question mark, I need to give him the tools this summer to then get rid of that question mark next year, right? Because this is, as an owner, you kind of have to look up, okay, Ole gets that last year. I'm going to give him what he wants and what he needs. I'll give him the right wing. I'll give him the center back. I'll give him another CDM and then see what he does. And if he can't win silver with that, we need another coach. And, oh, by the way, the team's better.
Yep.
But if you just get Sancho, then the narrative kind of continues to be that Glazers didn't back him, Ole won arm tied behind his back, et cetera, et cetera. And so it kind of bleeds on. And I think the ownership need to make a statement window and say, Ole, trophies or bust in 21-22.
And that's what it's about. It's about long-term vision for the club. You know, we're all rooting for Ole, but there are certainly question marks around his ability to be the guy taking this club back to glory long-term. But that being said, a lot of things that he's done on the field, off the field, have been great. He's shown an acumen with player management, with scouting. He actually has an eye for players in terms of talent and bringing in new blood into the club. So yeah, I think you back him big this summer. Statement of intent. It also just shows that we're not an Arsenal. We're not going to just go by the wind. We still have some fight left in us. We still have some cash to play with. But like you said, if he isn't the guy, you're still building a great team for the future, right? You get a Varane, you get a Sancho. Those are players that no matter what coach you bring in, it's going to have to be an upgrade from the coach you have currently. They can make use with world-class talents because both of those players are world-class. And those are the type of signings we want. We'd love to have three of them, but if you can get two plus some other, you know, bit players plus the guys we have currently step up, continue to step up, stay healthy, you can go for a run. You can go for deep in some of these tournaments. You can pick up some silverware. But if you make those signings, there's no excuse. There, you don't have to win the title, but you have to win silverware next year.
Exactly.
It's like a you must. So that's the best situation both. Give Ole the tools he needs to succeed. And if he doesn't, there's nowhere to hide. And then we move on from there. But just like right now, it's all about competing, strengthening the team. We know where we need to, you know, where we need to strengthen. And there's some big name players that are looking to move. This is a good summer for United to chip up.
Sir, we have an unquenchable thirst for silverware as Manchester United fans, and I'm thirsty. That's all.
Very thirsty.
You talked about needing some more players here, sir. Hold up. You know what? The journos do a pretty good job because the players we're linked to, I'm pretty excited about. Now, that might be to just get me to click on some article for some advertising revenue, but I'm loving Eduardo Camavinga. We have been linked to him recently. He plays for Rennes, 18-year-old CDM, Pogba replacement. This is sort of an Ahmad Pogba replacement. I like buying him now. If Pogba leaves on a free, get him a year in the first team, training with the first team, maybe some first team exposure. Love this type of move. If Pogba is going to move on, sir, what do you make of the 18-year-old Eduardo Camavinga?
Dude, he's a big name. I haven't seen any footage of him, any of the highlight reels, but he's certainly been talked about very highly in the press, in the French local, as seen as someone who's going to be a big-time player for the French national team moving forward. But he's a project. That being said, right now we need players that are bolt-on, ready to go. They're going to be immediate starters on the side, have no problem stepping up from Premier League. Camavinga, I don't even know if I'm saying his name wrong. I got plenty of time to say his name wrong if he actually is attached to us or does join us. But he's a project, and there's nothing wrong with that, but just like Ahmad, he's not going to be ready to take the Premier League by storm day one as an 18-year-old. It just doesn't happen, especially in that position, central mid. Takes a little time to kind of really get a pace for it.
And yeah, but that's why you signed him this year. Pog was leaving next year.
Pog was leaving this year? He might leave this year. He might leave next year, might leave this year. They might try to get some money out of him while there's still money to be had. But I do like signing these players before they go to a Dortmund.
Yes.
So you don't have to pay £100 million and you can buy them for 20, 30. Because I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to run down his contract, Rennes, and basically get like a fat step up bumper contract in the next club he joins, even as a kid. I think he has Jabba the Hutt as his agent, though, if I remember correctly. So either way, big name. But he's definitely someone who's not ready, like, to join the starting 11 day one. He's going to take, you know, McTominay's spot. So I like him because we should just be adding talent, but we need starters. We need starters who are ready to go day one.
Yeah, but we're Sancho's starter. You get an 18-year-old prospect. I like this deal, right? In addition to a Varane.
In addition to a Varane, that's a good summer. I think it's just the two world-class signings we need. We need, like, those two.
Hey, this guy's hungry for some signings.
Thirsty for titles, hungry for signings.
Can you hear it in his voice how much he wants Varane and Sancho?
Well, I just know that, like, those are probably two, you know, assuming Haaland and or Kane don't move this summer, those are probably two of the best talents that are on the market in the summer. And to get a Varane for 50 million euros is a deal. It's a deal that you can only get when the guy's in the last year of his contract and they want to get something out of him. So that's the kind of thing that United, if I was running the club, would be all over. Because that's an opportunity to get a player at a discount that you would not normally be able to pay for 28-year-olds who's won 3-4 Champions League titles with Real Madrid, won the World Cup. It's like, that's what you need. We need a little bit more backbone to back up Harry. Because otherwise, it's him and Lindelof. That ain't no good.
hey, you're going to be disappointed if you go somewhere else.
Yeah. So he's going to go somewhere else.
At the very, very least, American Red Devils family, Alex, you'll get to hear him. The jubilation if we get Varane holding the team viewer kit, or the despair of him going to, like, the Chelsea scum. Speaking of Varane, let's get into it. The latest, it's not too exciting. Just the fact that he wants a ton of wages wherever he goes. Obviously playing for France at the moment. But he has offers from Chelsea, City, PSG, and us per ABC in Spain. I don't know if they know. I heard rumors we're the only one in for him. That's why the price is low. This could be smoke for Madrid trying to raise the price from United right back. There's a lot of smoke around Varane. I can't get a clear picture. But we have the source on the Discord saying 95%, sir. What do you make of all the smoke? The in the know on the Discord. Varane, your make or break signing this summer. The center back you want to see in red.
I'm excited about that position. You know, I hope it's Varane, because otherwise it's going to be a coin flip. We often talked about that a lot. It's like you signing some of these other names, the Pau Torres of the world. He could be a Diaz, a Ruben Diaz, or he could be, you know, Victor Lindelof. So it could go either way. I think Varane is more of a known quantity, a known entity. The thing that gives me hope is, what does he want right now? He wants to get paid, sir. And that's the one thing Manchester United, we can offer in abundance. We can pay you a fat salary. We can't necessarily guarantee you a title next year, but he could be a part of a team pushing for silverware, pushing for titles. So he was a boyhood United fan, almost came to United before Varane swooped in at an early age, even before, not Varane, excuse me, Zidane swooped in and he joined Real Madrid. But it does feel like it's reasonable. The thing is if we're splashing big money
What about Pogba and the Varane connect? Like, you know, they're in the dressing room together, both thinking about signing deals for Manchester United.
I can't hurt.
Does that hurt or help?
That certainly contributes to maybe Varane wanting to stay. Is like, hey, Pogba, what are you doing? You got a year left in your contract as well. Are you going to let it run down and sign a bumper deal at a PSG or a Real Madrid? Or do you want to, like, we could be the joint highest paid guys in the Premier League and we can just take the league by storm next year? And that's ultimately, you know, we talked a lot about on-field, off-field issues. The Pogba certainly does not show up week in, week out like he does for the French team, but he's got a lot to offer and we're a better team with him in it. So that being said, I want him to stay. I want him to sign a new deal and I want him to play alongside Varane in that starting 11 because
of Maguire.
Yeah, Varane, Maguire, Pogba. I want them all in the same mix, all in that same starting 11. And I hope, you know, that contributes. But I know we have big money to offer. It's just that, like, can we do an £82 million deal for Sancho and then a £45 million deal for Ron? I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe.
So the article goes on to state that, per the Independent, Ron wants to join Manchester United summer, per Alex's comments about him being a boyhood fan of the club. It also says he wants £400,000 a week, eye-watering money for Varane. I think it will take big wages to get him wherever he's going to go. United love those big wage deals they get hooked into. And then the Real Madrid president, I think on timing, this is important, Florentino Perez isn't aware of any decisions on his future and will wait till after the European Championships to discuss his future with Varane. So I don't think you're going to see a significant movement on this rumor until after the Euros. It's kind of what you're going to expect with a lot of transfers. You know, obviously Portugal going out, CR7 coming back to United, that could get done because he's bounced. He's coming home, sir. He's coming home. Ronaldo's coming home. I haven't given up hope.
You're really hot on that. You really want Ronaldo back. He I think he's only gotten more nuts as he's gotten older, sir.
I know he's not coming home, but I wish he would. So, Varane, we will keep you posted. Sir, we did mention Paul Pogba. Before we went into the woods, rumors, United reaching out, new contract, making him the highest paid player. A lot of money, $400,000 a week, the same Varane's asking for. Maybe they're both asking for that from United. New 5-year contract, it's worth £100 million, $400,000 a week, sir. A bump to his $290,000 a week. What do you think about Pogba? United say they're going to start discussions after the Euros. Again, you look at the timing. Everything after the Euros is going to be a tight transfer window to the tight sprint to the start of the season. Paul Pogba, new deal. Is he number one, I'm going to ask you, is he worth £400,000 a week? And then number two, does he take that deal? So number one.
I mean, he's probably worth it. You know, he's one of the best players in the league. He's not consistent enough, yes, but he's worth it just so you can lock him up to a long-term contract. He's your asset. You hold on to it. Will he re-sign it? I do not think he will. Honestly, I think, like, I think he's ready to move on to greener pastures. His return to Manchester United is definitely not what he expected, not what he had hoped for. He wanted to win titles. He wanted to win Champions Leagues. And we've come far short in either of those regards. So I think for him, knowing how, like, you know, what I've seen thus far, the Paul Pogba movie at Manchester United, my assumption about how that chapter would end is that he just leaves for free. Two-piece signs on the way out and signs the similar level deal, maybe a little bit even more money per week at, say, a PSG or Real because they don't have to sign an upfront fee or an agent fee. So it's like, I see that happening. I know his agent. I know Paul. You know, like, I've seen his behavior. That feels like the most on brand. What do you think?
So is he worth £400,000 a week? That's a tough one. I think he's worth it if you're going to sell him, right? Exactly. He's worth that money if you're going to sell him for $80 million at the end of the day, right? Because you can argue that some of those wages come out of the price that you're going to get coming back. The real issue here at Manchester United is that Woody messed up the contract negotiations. Now, when you're looking at a negotiation like this, it comes down to what are the incentives of both parties. United want him locked down, so then they have the leverage to sell him. And Pogba doesn't want to be locked down because it gives him more flexibility. He can sign for Manchester United next season, right? Why would he sign now when he can sign next summer? I mean, it's just the extra $110,000 a week, totally. But he can risk that and then decide to sign wherever he wants. And I'm sure they'll be happy to give him a £20 million signing fee. You know, like, you're talking real money. So you're fighting for that $80 million fee. So United's fighting for the $80 million fee with big wages. Pogba could fight for it by not signing again and then trying to recoup some of that fee for himself, a la Alexis Sanchez, you know, along those lines. So Pogba's incentive, just on a baseline, taking Manchester United out of the equation, is to not sign the deal, because I think the upside's so great for him to have the flexibility to go wherever he wants and for him to get a piece of that pie. And you know Raiola, so they're going to be going for the money, similar to the Haaland deal where there's a big payouts for the agent and the father. I think it's kind of going that direction. They know it. I'll take Paul Pogba for another year, sir. So at the end of the day, is he worth the money? Yes, because United need that long-term deal to sell him. But I don't think he's going to play ball with Manchester United. And question number three, Pogba doesn't sign this deal and he's winding down his deal. How does that affect Manchester United next season in the locker room, Ole, etc.?
No, I mean, that's a good point, because that's probably a good reason to ship him if he doesn't sign a new contract. Because, dude, we've seen Paul. You know his head's not going to always be in it, especially if he's, like, already thinking about where he's going next. You know, lining up his big deals of the next club, whether it be in France or Spain. And there's more likely to be a drop-off. At the end of the day, he's also a competitor. He's a professional. You'd expect that he can maintain high-level performance for whatever we're pushing for next season. Hopefully it's a title. Hopefully it's a deep run in the Champions League. But, you know, it's a good point. And, you know, there's an argument to be made that you want to get some good value out of him this year. But John Murtaugh, Matt Jughead Judge, and Eddie Four Fingers Woodward, they have so much fucking work to do this summer as is. Between De Gea, figuring that out, the Phil Jones of the world, the Jesse Lingard of the world. It's like, he's got so many players that he needs to either figure out the next steps. Hendo, for instance. There's just so many areas he already needs to shore up that, like, also figuring out the Paul Pogba situation, I think, is too much for them. So I think, like, throw a huge deal at him and then we'll figure it out maybe later in the summer. But, like, I don't think they have it all figured out, sir. They ain't playing 3D chess in the front office of Manchester United right now.
It's almost like COVID-19 and the crazy 2 years it's been has delayed all this business. Delayed the Pogba business. Now we're talking new deal. It delayed a lot of these sort of, you know, these house cleaning items that needed to be done, these contracts that need to be addressed have been punted, and there's so much work to do right now. And then you throw Euros in that, and oh my God, it is gonna be a run to the first fixture, the end of the transfer window, sir. I mean, this team, you're talking about, again, we didn't start right, we didn't have a proper preseason. Now you got Euros, same narrative again next year. It's gonna be absolute madness. We're gonna keep you posted here on everything. One last transfer news. We heard Martial, Tony Martial, he's on the block. Maybe Atletico, Tottenham, heard a lot of different things, loans. you're selling him. Jan Oblak from Atletico Madrid. Tony Martial goes to Atletico. Oblak comes to us. Fair deal. What do you make of something like that? But that's another rumor that you heard, sir.
That's a rumor. The Martial story doesn't really make a lot of sense to me because it doesn't make sense from a Manchester United perspective because we don't have enough depth in the attack to all of a sudden get rid of someone who could play on both the left wing and a striker. So it's like it makes no sense to me to want to do this unless you're going to bring in another striker, maybe who's not a Haaland, but like a project, like that young striker for Sweden that looks a proper player that if United had any of their shit together, would be kind of going after as a, you know, bargain rate alternative to the Norwegian. So I don't really get this one. I think this is like Tony Martial's camp, like constantly kind of kicking up smoke because they don't like the way he's being treated. But Martial, you know, his form has dipped at times. He's had injuries at times. So it's kind of hard to be like, hey, man, you know, you're a default striker, you're a default starter, but you've also been injured. So it's a tough one there. If you were to offer him for an Oblak, that's a hard one to turn down. World-class keeper, and we're in need of a world-class keeper, but then all of a sudden you have two very good keepers that you need to move. So that's a lot of work for any DOF, sir.
You can't get rid of Lukaku and Martial and replace them with Agallo and Cavani.
No, but I wouldn't put it past Ed Woodward.
Well, here's the thing. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he was a number nine. He didn't like Lukaku, even though he's one of the best strikers in the world, you would argue right now, right?
Without a doubt.
But as number nine, Ole said, not my guy. We shipped him for a loss. So is Ole maybe the guy saying, hey, Martial's not my guy either? You want to ship him? Now, the issue is I don't disagree with not liking Lukaku, but the fact that you didn't get Haaland in is a crime.
Yeah, but I don't think that was on Ole. It's like you can say certain things. Ole's like, yeah, you get me. You can take Lukaku out, get me a young striker like a Haaland, and that'll work. So what do the front office do? They sell Lukaku for a loss. They don't get all the money. Inter owe us £40 million still. They might default on that deal and just have to give us Lukaku back by the end of the summer. But I'm sure certain promises were made to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and that they didn't keep up their side of the bargain because there's no way he would have said, yeah, sell Fellaini, who's like, you know, a default second striker the way he plays in the box sometimes. Get rid of Lukaku, one of the most prolific strikers in the last 10 years in the Premier League. Look at the goals he's put up. And you're going to get me nobody? You're going to sign Adrian Agallo from China? It's like, that is not what he consented to, but you know that's what Eddie ended up doing because Eddie probably balked at the Haaland price because the agent fees and whatever, the sell-on rights. But, you know, Ole is continuing to fight behind one hand behind his back, sir. He's in a tough spot. I wouldn't want to be him for one second if you think about it. Managing this team under Ed Woodward, that's a tough place to be.
Sir, simple question. 21 and 21/22?
No. I don't think so. I think it's, you know, we'd have to put together like a gem of a summer. The team has to, all the new signings have to hit the ground running, which is like, they're not all Bruno. It just doesn't happen. Even if one of the two, say we signed two world-class players. Say we did sign a Sancho and a Varane, a CDM project, right-wing cover, call it Trippier. That's a really good signing. Like, that would be an A. I'd be really ecstatic. But you still need to get the team together. They got to gel. We got to avoid injuries. And we got to put on a run, right? You got to, like, you can only lose 3 or 4 games all season. So we have to hit the ground running from the jump. And, you know, I doubt it. But we'll see, sir. You got Chelsea who are going to reinforce. You got City who have money for days. So the league is only getting more competitive. And it's going to be a big test for Ole either way.
Sir, be careful. There's a Mitsubishi in front of you that his bumper's about to fall off.
Sorry. Keep an eye on everything. I'm seeing everything.
It's going to be a crazy year. 21-22. We're ready here at the American Red Devils. We're already planning the season preview podcast. We cannot wait for football to go underway. 4:30 a.m. Leeds. Scum, sir. That's one way to introduce the season to the West Coast.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get up for that one. Season kicks off in 6 short weeks, sir. Right around the corner, otherwise it'd be like, I thought the season just ended. Yeah, football never sleeps. Manchester United never sleeps. American Red Devils never sleep. Hey, we got a lot of business left to do. We haven't done one signing other than Tom Heaton. Another keeper you didn't know you needed. well, I still don't think we need him. But anyway, there's still a tremendous amount of business to be done. It was always likely that deals were not going to be done during the Euros. It does look like they're making inwards with Sancho. You get that done, then you focus on a center back and you go from there. But tick tock, baby, the clock is running.
clock is running. Thank you to everyone who tweeted us on Twitter. We actually sent out a tweet before we were going backpacking saying, hey, we're offline, off social media. We highly recommend you take a break. It's nice to cut the cord, get out into the woods. Sir, what was the highlight of the camping trip for you?
Whew, highlight of the camping trip was just, getting up in nature, clearing my head for a little bit. You know, makes you miss the family. Sounds like a big softie. You miss the wife, you miss the kid, but it was great to get up there, go jumping off a rock into a lake, you know, cool off. There was something about that that's hard to beat. So enjoyed being out camping. I love it. We're driving through the Central Valley, sweating our asses off with no air conditioner on as we do this pod. But thank God every day I'm a Manchester United fan, so I love this pod.
Absolutely. I think jumping, we had a great cliff jumping spot into an amazing lake in Desolation. That was probably the highlight for me. Jumping into the responses here at CJ Saz on Twitter. Enjoy the weekend, sirs. Well deserved. Hopefully some positive news will be up when you're back. CJ, really appreciate the shout out. Unfortunately, the news. At you boasting on Twitter, quote, you'll be coming back to a video of Harry Winks playing the piano. Enjoy, boys.
Harry Winks, top player, sir. Top player.
Absolutely, sir. Let's get into our top 10 cities last 7 days. Let's see if I can pull it up here on my phone. Whoop, we got it. Here we go. Sir, in your famous, dialect, how we doing? Dublin, Ireland, number one, Lexington, Kentucky. Nashua, I actually don't know. It doesn't show the state, so I have to go by the cities here. Chicago, Barrie, Canada, Alexandria, at Hotlanta, Los Angeles, Tampa, Florida, Telford, UK, Philadelphia, PA, Cape Town, Africa, Surrey, Bakersfield, San Jose, shout out, California on the list, Denver, Austin, Phoenix, Cleveland. We love you all. Hopefully you're having a great summer break. Hopefully you get to unplug, jump into a lake somewhere, sir. It's been a real one here at the Maricopa Devils. We are going to be giving you the summer transfer update all season long. We couldn't do the year update. We are in the car, sir. Sweating with no AC, so you guys have the podcast. We never sleep, sir. Absolutely love this club. This is 24/7, 365 Manchester United. We live it. We're talking it on the trail, on the camping trip. What a time to be a Manchester United fan. Thirsting for trophies, hungry for signings.
Let's go, United. Let's go, Ed Woodward. You got a big summer to put together. John Murtaugh, show me your CV. Who are you? You're going to prove it this summer because there's nowhere to hide. You're the busiest man in Manchester, and you're going to earn that salary. Let's go.
As always,
kicking a blue. The
We fought in the snow and we fought in the rain. We don't make up a Chelsea team.